A Lenten devotional for Saturday, April 6th, 2019, by the Reverend Jennifer L. Stroud, D-Min Parish Ministry, Pastor, First Presbyterian Church of Port St. Lucie, Florida. The scripture reading for the day is Jeremiah 23, verses 9 through 15. Lent is traditionally a time of fasting and prayer, a time when we turn our eyes inward to look honestly at our lives and our walks with the Savior we call Lord. Interestingly, the Lenten journey, our faith journey, starts with the birth of Christ into this world and the birth of Christ within us, and the unalterable joy and excitement we feel when we first believe in a God who would join us in this place. Just as when we first accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the celebration of Christmas is often a time of gaiety and celebration, a time when people are encouraged to give presents, write cards, and smile at strangers. For a brief period, it appears to be a time of goodwill and peace among all human beings. Once a year, for a fleeting, shining moment, the world becomes a closer expression of the harmonic life God envisions for us all. But soon, too soon, the loving inclusion fades. The unity between the diverse and varied expressions of humankind grows faint and all but disappears, like the fire and excitement a new believer feels tends to bank and dim with the passing of years. For often, before we realize it, we find ourselves in the January of our faith journey with our ego, pride, and selfishness back in place and firmly in control. God watches as many of us who call ourselves Christians lose our sense of who and whose we are as we place politics over faith, group identity over oneness in the body of Christ. God's word tells us that everyone who calls on the holy name of Jesus is a member of the priesthood of all believers. Jeremiah warns us to take care that our lives, our actions, our words, and our hearts should reflect our God and the way of love and light. For how we Christians live our lives when the newness of Christ's birth within us fades will be seen and noted, not just by the people we are called to serve and care for, but by our holy Lord as well. And Jesus warns us that we will, indeed, reap what we sow. Let us pray. Dear Lord, please forgive me when I forget that you are God and the owner of my heart, the caregiver of my life, and the teacher of my soul. I confess that the world is convincing in its teaching that the acquisition of material things can bring happiness, that being right and being in power are more important than following you. Forgive me when I choose to judge others because of their politics, their education, the color of their skin, or the amount of money they have in their pockets. The love of power, fame, and material wealth can twist my Christian intentions from selflessness to selfishness, from welcoming to wall building, and from caring to critical. I repent from my lack of faithfulness and ask that you light the way of love for me to follow, so that I might be guided by the truth and the life found within the way of Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.